Penguin Audio presents The Probability of Miracles by Wendy Wonder. Read by Emma Galvin. There are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Albert Einstein. Chapter 1. When Campbell's father died, he left her $1,262.56, as much as he'd been able to sock away during his 20-year gig as a fire dancer for the Spirit of Aloha show at Disney's Polynesian Hotel. Coincidentally, that was exactly how much her fat Uncle Gus was asking for his 1998 Volkswagen Beetle in vapor. The only color worth having if you wanted to have a VW Beetle. Cam had been coveting it since she was 6, and it was worth every penny. It blended into the mist like an invisible car, and when she drove it, she felt invisible, invincible, and alone. She hoped this was what it would feel like in heaven. Not that she believed in heaven, or a god, especially a male god, or Adam and Eve, like half of the morons who lived in Florida. She believed in evolution. Fish got feet, frogs got lungs, lizards got fur, and the monkeys needed to walk upright to travel across the savannah. End of story. She didn't believe in the Immaculate Conception either, but it could get you into a buttload of trouble if you admitted to anyone that you thought the Virgin Mary probably just got herself knocked up like 20% of the teenage girls in Florida. That was an idea.